Shalom to all. Welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parshas Pekudei. That is Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Now in a year that it's a double Parsha, Vayakel and Pekudei together, we are actually right in the middle of the fourth Aliyah of Vayakel Pekudei. And the Pasuk tells us as follows, Eila Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan O'edos. These are the accountings of the Mishkan of testimony, Asher Pukad Alpi Moshe, the Moshe had counted. He made an accounting of Avoides Halvim, the work of the Levim, Biyad Yisomer, that was entrusted into the hands of Yisomer ben Aaron HaKohen, the son of Aaron HaKohen. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. What is this accounting? Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavalv, tells us, Parsha Zu Nimnu Kol Mishklei Nidvas HaMishkan. In this Parsha, all of the weights of the donations of the Mishkan are listed. They're counted, L'Kesev L'Azer V'L'Nechashas, for the silver, the gold, and the copper. V'Nimnu Kol Kelov L'Chal V'Dasai, and all of the Kelim have been listed for all of the work. An accounting is being made of every single thing that was donated. HaMishkan, Mishkan. Why is it that the Pasuk repeats itself twice? Shnei Pa'amim, Rashi tells us, Remez LaMikdash. This is a hint talking about the base HaMikdash. Shenismashkein b'shnei churbanin. It was taken as a collateral. Mishkan and Nismashkein as a collateral is similar words. Alav Nisim Shal Yisrael. Hashem took away the Batei Mikdash because of the sins of Klal Yisrael. Mishkan Eidos. Why is it called the Mishkan of Testimony? Eidos LeYisrael. It's a testimony for Klal Yisrael. Shevitrol HaMakadosh Baruch Hu Al Maiso Egel. That Hashem overlooked the story of the Maiso Egel. Shaharei Hishu Shechinas HaBineim. That Hashem rested His Shechina among them in the Mishkan. Avodas Halvim. What does this mean? The work of the Levim. Pekudei HaMishkan V'Kelev. Hi Avodah HaMesura LaLevim BaMidbar. The whole accounting of the Mishkan and all the Kelim that are in the Mishkan, that was actually given over to the Levim in the Midbar. L'Aseisu L'Harim L'Hakim. They carried the Mishkan and took it down and set it up. Ish Ish L'Masai HaMufkar Olav. Each person had his specific burden, everything that he was in charge of. K'mosh Amar Parshas Nasai, like we learn about in Parshas Nasai, Biyad Yisomer, the hands of Yisomer, Huaya Pakad Aleim. He was put in charge of all of the Levim, Limsar L'chol Beisav Avodah Sha'alav, to assign each family to their work that they were supposed to do, taking care of the Mishkan. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Chav Beis. U'Betzal ben Uri ben Chur L'mata Yehuda, and Betzal, the son of Uri, the son of Chur, to the tribe of Yehuda, Asa Eiz Kol Asher Tzivah Hashem as Moshe. He did everything Hashem commanded Moshe. Now let's take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi tells us, Pasuk Chav Beis, U'Betzal ben Uri, Asa Eiz Kol Asher Tzivah Hashem as Moshe. Rashi tells us, Asher Tzuva in Ksivkan. It doesn't say that which he, Betzal, was commanded, Elo Kol Asher Tzivah Hashem as Moshe. It says that Betzal did everything Hashem commanded Moshe. Afil Dvarim Shaloi Amar Loi Rabbi, even something that his master, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, did not tell him, his schema died to Lamashe Nemar Lamashe B'Sinai, Betzal's mind grasped that which was told to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Ki Moshe Tzivah LeBetzal Lassus Tchila Kein Vachach Mishkan. First, Moshe commanded Betzal to make the Kalim and then to make the Mishkan. Amar Loi Betzal, Betzal told him, Minig Oil Lassus Tchila Bayas Vachach Mesim Kalim B'Seichai. The common practice is that first you build a house and then you put stuff into it. Amar Loi Moshe told him, Kach Shemati B'Yakosh Baruch Hu. That's actually what I heard from Hashem. Amar Loi Moshe, Moshe told him, Betzal Kel Hayisa. You must have been in God's shadow. The name Betzalel is the word Betzal Kel, in God's shadow. Ki Bevadei Kach Tziv LeYakosh Baruch Hu. That is what Hashem commanded me. V'chein Asa, and that's what Betzal did. HaMishkan Tchila. First he made the Mishkan, V'achakach Asa Kelim, and then he made all the Kelim in the Mishkan. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'itai, and with Betzalel, Ahaliyah V'nachisam Chumat Eidan, Charish V'chayshev. He was a carver and an artist, V'raykim and an embroiderer, Batchelus Uvargamen Uvitalashanu Uvashesh, with the blue wool, the purple wool, the scarlet wool, and the linen. And now we start with the accounting of what was actually used. Kol Hazava Asu L'Melacha, all of the gold that was used for the work, B'chol Melachas HaKadosh, and all the holy work of the Mishkan, V'yehi Zahava Tanufa, and the gold that was offered was Teisha V'esrim Kikar, 29 Kikar, Ushvameh Yisu Shleshim Shekel B'Shekel HaKadosh, and 730 Shekel in the holy Shkalim that we count with. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Dalet. What exactly is the measurement of a Kikar? Shishim Mane, it's 60 Mane, U'Mane Shel Kadosh Kafal Haya, and the Mane used for the measurements in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan was actually double the standard Mane. Hare HaKikar Meah V'esrim Mane, that means a holy Kikar used for the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash is 120 Mane, V'Hamane Esrim V'Chamisha Slayim, and one Mane is 25 Slayim. Hare Kikar Shel Kadosh, that means a holy kikar is shlishes alafim shkalim, the weight of 3,000 shkalim. L'thikach, therefore, mana b'prayt kol shkalim shepchusim v'minyanim shlishes alafim. The pasuk counts individually all the amounts of shkalim that are less than 3,000. She'in magin l'kikar, they don't reach the full amount of a kikar. That's why we mentioned 29 kikar and then 730 shekel. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chafei, v'kesef pekudei ho'edem as kikar, and the silver of the counting of the assembly was 100 kikar, and ve'elaf shva me'osa chamisha v'shivim shekel v'shekel ha'kadesh, another 1,775 shekel, again, in this hektish shekel that we count with. Beka lagul gailas, a beka for every head, machtes ha'shekel v'shekel ha'kadesh, half of a shekel, l'chol o'ivra al p'kudim, everyone that passed by as part of the census, miben esrim shana v'mala, 20 years old and up, l'shesh me'os elaf u'shleshes alafim v'chamesh me'os v'chamishim, for the 603,550 people that were counted as part of the consensus. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasach Chavav Beka, Hu Shem Mishkal Shamachtes HaShekel. This is the term for the weight of half of a shekel. L'sheish Mi'as Elef, the 603,000, and so on and so forth. That's how many people there were, says Rashi. Kacha Yisrael, that's how many people there were in Klal Yisrael, 20 years old and up. V'kacha Olam Minyanam Achashuka Mishkan, and this what their number amounted to after the Mishkan was set up also, B'sefer Vayidaber, as we have the count in the book of Vayidaber, which is Bamidbar. And let's go back to Chumash Pasach Chav Zayin. What exactly was all this silver used for? Vahi ma'as kikar ha-kesef. And the 100 kikar of silver was used for latzekes es adne ha-kodesh, to pour the sockets of the kodesh, the es adne ha-pareches, and the sockets of the pareches. Ma'as adonim l'ma'as ha-kikar, kikar la'aden. 100 sockets for 100 kikar, one kikar per socket. Ve'es ha-elef u'shva ha-me'os v'chamisha v'shivim. And the remaining 1,775, what was that used for? Asavavim lamudim, he made hooks for the pillars, mitzipa rashem chishak oisam, and he covered their tops and belted them. And let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasach Chav Zayin. Let's see the second Rashi, Es Adnei HaKodesh Shel Karshi HaMishkan. This is referring to the beams of the Mishkan, Shehem Arbaim Ushmayna Krashim, those 48 beams, La'alan Tishim V'shisha Adonim, and that means that that's 96 sockets, because each beam had two sockets, V'hatnei HaPareches Arba, and there was four sockets of the Pareches, Harei Mea, that's a total of 100 sockets, V'chol Shar Adonim, Nechesh and all the other sockets that were used in the Mishkan were copper, they weren't silver. Now let's go back to Chumash Pasach Chav Tes. Unechashes hatanufa shivim kikar, and the nechashes, the copper that was offered, was 70 kikar, valpayim varbameyas shakel, and another 2,400 shekel, vayas ba'es adne pesach oil ma'id, and he made with it the sockets of the entrance of the oil ma'id, ve'es mizbach ha'nechashes, and the copper mizbach, ves michbar ha'nechashes ha'shar loy, and the copper netting that was around it, ves kol kolay mizbach, and all of the kalim of the mizbach, ves adne ha'chatzar saviv, and all the sockets of the courtyard all around, ves adne shar ha'chatzar, and the sockets of the gate of the chatzar, ves kol yizdais ha'mishkan, ves kol yizdais ha'chatzar saviv, and all of the pegs of the mishkan, and the pegs of the courtyard all around, those were all made out of copper. And we continue with Perek Lamed Tes Pasuk Aleph, Umin Atchiles Vargom V'Teilas Hashani, and from the blue wool and the purple wool and the scarlet wool, also Big Day Srud L'Sharis B'Kodesh, they made these Big Day Srud to serve in Kodesh. And again, we learned that these Big Day Srud were the coverings of all the Kalim as they were being brought and carried around through their different journeys. Vayasu as Big Day HaKodesh Asher La'aron, and they made the holy garments for Aaron, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe. And with this, we conclude the first Aliyah in Parshas Pekudei and the fourth Aliyah when Vayakal and Pekudei are together. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.